If it's happening now, we're talking about it. This is Hamilton Today with Scott Thompson on 900 CHML.
Is Kevin Davis, mayor for the city of Brantford, who are obviously very excited about this. And in a unanimous vote, they voted 11-0 to accept the deal and proposal that will see the municipality get an OHL team for the couple of years, 3 years, and upgrades to a local arena. Mayor Kevin Davis is with us now. Kevin, thanks for the time. I hope you're doing well.
God, I'm doing great, but I want to make one thing clear.
Go ahead.
We didn't let the dogs out. Somebody else did. We're just taking care of the dogs.
That's right. You took the dogs in. Absolutely. Very well put. So obviously the city's pretty excited about this, an 11-0 vote. How's Brantford accepting this?
Well, so, Scott, I've lived here 41 years. I've been elected official now almost 11 years. I have never seen anything like this. Just the enthusiasm and the excitement going, permeating the entire community. People that don't even follow hockey, getting extremely excited and lining up and registering for season's tickets. It's just overwhelming. I've never seen anything to compare to this.
That is so great to hear. So what can you tell us about this deal? Because obviously now there's some people in Hamilton that might be a little bit concerned that they're not coming back. We've been reassured that that's not the case. But so how did you guys get into this? How did this deal all come together?
Well, when we became aware in mid-November that the Bulldogs were not going to be able to stay at First Ontario for a couple of years, it was kind of almost coincidentally, they were reaching out to us. We reached out to them, representatives from the Bulldogs, and discussions began almost immediately and have continued over the last 2.5 months. It's been pretty intense at times. A lot of time and effort put into it here at City Hall. And we're just really gratified that we got it to this point where it was a unanimous decision of our council to proceed. Because there's a lot of benefits to us beyond just simply having an OHL team, starting with our arena and updating it.
Okay, yeah, let's go with that first. Go ahead. So what has to be done and what do you get out of it? And then we'll talk about costs and, you know, or the taxpayers' need for concern, any of that. But let's talk about the deal and what you get.
Well, so the arena built in 1967. And so many parts of the arena need to be upgraded, such as the PA system, the scoreboard. It has to be that Jumbotron-type scoreboard. Probably the biggest deficiency is the home dressing room for the home team. Mm-hmm. That needs a major revamp, and that's going to be a large part of the renovations. Things also, a lot of safety issues for players, like we have tempered glass above the boards, and that has to be plastic to meet OHL standards. Right. Plastic has more give to it. So things like that, improving the concessions, the lighting, the PA system. So a lot of it's about customer convenience, but a lot of it's about player convenience and safety.
And what is there a cost to the taxpayer with all of this?
There's no cost to the property taxpayer. These costs will be probably around $7.5 million. The city's putting in $3 million, and that's coming from a fund that was established when the casino was built here about 20 years ago. Mm-hmm. And the city does receive a portion of the casino proceeds, and that's put into a fund to be used only for big capital projects, this being one of them. So it's not going to impact at all the property taxpayer. That's what's great about the casino is actually right next door. So, you know, money raised through the casino that was been held for several years now is going to be used at the building next door.
So let's talk about, yeah, really, that is, well, you got a little, an entertainment complex there. So let's talk about the rink. It holds, 3,000 people? Is that accurate?
3,000 sitting and then about 400 standing.
All right. And obviously that's smaller than a lot of these other arenas. Are you sure or are you confident that people in Brantford or surrounding areas as well can fill this every night?
I am very confident, and I say that because I'll give you an example. So I was over at the arena this morning, 11 o'clock, and there were several people outside who were quite upset because the box office hadn't opened yet for them to buy season tickets. and that, the announcement was made last night, and they're already lining up. But I know there's been a lot of activity on the Bulldog website. I've talked to a number of people in Brantford that have told me, you know, last night I was on there 1 o'clock in the morning. I registered for 2 season tickets. I registered for 6, things like that. So, you know, frankly, I'll be shocked if the Bulldogs aren't able to meet their quota that they have for season ticket sales.
Kevin Davis with us, mayor for the city of Brantford, and of course the Hamilton Bulldogs on their way there for 3 years, and boy, they cannot wait to welcome them. Kevin, this is so great to hear. It's so great for your city. Congratulations to you. Make the most of it. Good luck.
We're going to. Thanks very much, Scott. Have a great day.
You too. Thanks, Kevin.
Thanks for listening to the Hamilton Today podcast. You can listen to the show live weekday afternoons from 3 to 6 on 900 CHML and online at 900CHML.com.
I'm not just a pawn in this game.
3 nights a week on Global.
They're putting targets on their back. Massive.
Drama.
I guess you could say I'm in a showman.
They're just so in love and so annoying. Enough.
Betrayal.
The guy just put up his best friend now.
And plot twists.
What is happening right now?
You'll never see coming.
If you're coming for me,
this is perfect.
I'm coming for you then.
It'll be a battle.
Like, it'll be war.
Big Brother Canada. All new Tuesdays, Wednesdays, and Sundays on Global. Stream on Stack TV.